this episode of GQDN, the Group Quest Daily News. I will tell you about Diablo's Season 25. Steam Deck will not feature platform stuff. Jak and Daxter enters its 20th anniversary, and New World PTR is coming. I am Joe, and this is the Friday edition of GQDN, and Saturday, tomorrow, we will have the weekly news up on our Twitch at Dawnforge, twitch.tv/Dawnforge. And today, we start out with some actual positive news coming from Blizzard, which is Diablo 3 Season 25 will start. And this is coming to us from Blizzard Watch. So what's going to be in this Diablo season? If you like your devils, if you like your demon, the Demon Lords will be in the upcoming season approximately 10 days after the end of Season 24. And Season 24 will end on December 5th. So figure December 15th, 16th, something like that. And actually, that's a revision of Friday, December the 10th. So we're one season ends on that Monday. No, on that Sunday. It will start the following Friday. So Season 25 will start Friday, December 10th. So if you like your devils, you like all that stuff, go to Diablo. Now, there's also a weekend sale. This coming to us from GOG.com. And this weekend sale consists of Another World 20th Anniversary Edition, Soma, and Siberia 3 Complete Journey. These sales will expire on December 6th, so just be aware, okay? If you're into those games, go get them. I believe they will be online if you check GOG.com. And now we go to Destructoid, where I've seen this on a couple of things. Stream Deck will not feature its own platform-exclusive games. So Valve, which is the owner of Steam, they do make some games, but if you think about the majority of games that are on Steam, this really won't affect Stream Deck there a whole lot. It will some, depending on the people that do like Steam Deck. I say Stream. No, I'm not talking about my stream. No, Steam Deck. But, you know, we'll see what happens here. There was something that I do want to say what Valve had said. That doesn't make much sense to us. It is a PC and should just play games like a PC. That's why they're not putting the Valve games or the Steam games up on their pad. They're just, or on their Steam Deck. They want to keep things different. So whether you're in agreement with that, I don't want to give my personal views. I might be doing that Saturday, depending what we talk about. But you know what? Let me know what your thoughts are at Joe Brums on Twitter or at Group Quest on Twitter. We go from there to something that's a little disturbing to me. Naughty Dog thinks that they can do microtransactions due to a job listing. Now, this comes to us from DualShockers.com. And what they're saying is since Last of Us Part 2, which is a very good game, I have not finished it yet, but since The Last of Us Part 2, they have been talking about doing microtransactions. In fact, they have done a job listing that says Studio First Standalone Multiplayer Game. So what they are thinking is they could do microtransactions in an MMO Last of Us game or Last of Us style game. So if Last of Us Factions, which is the idea of the game title, becomes an MMO, and you could definitely see microtransactions in that. And personally, I do not care for microtransactions. I am against it because the way that inflation is now, the way that these game companies are now, it's just a terribly horrible idea in my mind. But we'll see what happens there. And we go from that to two companies going at war again. PlayStation is taking on Xbox Game Pass. Now, PlayStation, and this comes to us from Eurogamer.net, PlayStation already has PlayStation Plus. But in the spring of 2022, it is apparent that they will be revamping, redoing their PlayStation Plus and PlayStation Now to be a multi-tiered membership approach. Right now, there's very little details as to how this is going to be. And I think PlayStation wants to keep this close to the vest, because with Microsoft owning Game Pass right now, which is both on Xbox and PC, and has been on there for quite some time, this is going to be another fight between PlayStation and Xbox. And speaking of PlayStation, Jak and Daxter has entered its 20th anniversary. And I'm talking about the precursor Legacy itself. Now, I have played that before, way back in the day. And that, to me, was the best game of the entire Jak and Daxter series. When I got the 2, I played a little bit of that, couldn't get with the puzzles, and I just couldn't stand it. It got to 3, better storyline, still wasn't as good as 1. I just liked it simple. But this is still 20 years ago. That is quite a long, long time. One last story. This New World PTR is currently testing the endgame changes and new seasonal event. This comes to us from GameSpot. And there's going to be quite a few changes, including changing the name of the High Watermark system. There's going to be some more max level activities outside of farming elite zones. A new resource called Gypsum is being introduced, along with a few other things, which I don't really have time to get into. But if you want to check that out, go check out GameSpot.com and look for New World PTR. That the fact that they are still developing the game, I think amidst some decrease in membership, does show a commitment from Amazon to continue the game. So this is looking pretty good so far, New World. Keep it up. Anyway, that is it for your daily news. I have been Joe. You can find me at Joe Brums on Twitter and at GroupQuest on Twitter. This is a Don Forge production, 2021. All rights are reserved. And thank you to all of our sponsors, including StackUp.org, all of our Patreons, patreon.com/TheGroupQuest, and everybody at Audible. Until tomorrow, remember, twitch.tv/DonForge, 6 p.m. Be there for the live show. Until then, we will speak to you later. And for the daily show, we'll see you back here Monday. Enjoy your weekend, people.